here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. This is the last time you'll hear our voices in 2020. Well,
God, so they consider this the end of the decade. I feel like this is the beginning, but technically it's to 2020.
Oh, okay.
Which, well, I don't like, but I guess like it's better either. For everybody.
Man, we made it through, guys. We're talking 90 Day. The end of this shithole year is near.
Great episode. I have to talk about Ilaria. I need to talk to you about Alec Baldwin. I'll try to make it brief. I have had no one to speak about this with. I just is bursting at the seams. And I could just die just talking about this. And I don't know if Geneva cares at all, but
you know,
I care a trillion gazillion percent.
I cannot care. I don't know why.
I've been paying attention to the story.
I could give
not
a
even
shit.
Just the story. I've been obsessed with not obsessed. Oh, okay. I guess I would stalk her on her Instagram.
Oh,
because this
okay.
Bitch,
I've never looked at her Instagram.
With her 15 kids. Okay. She, oh my God. She's naked, butt naked in thongs, underwear. And she's up on her counter telling people if they just do 5 minute, just up and down with their feet, like the balance bar, mm-hmm. that stupid thing that we got conned into. When up and down in your kitchen, you just do it like this for 5 seconds, up and down, up and down. Oh, you just do crunches like this, up and down, up and down. And she acts like every single woman comes out looking like you and her from giving birth, you know, and she's got this crazy accent. She's a crazy yoga instructor. She's as skinny can be. And she's married to Alec Baldwin. And I always knew that she was a fake, stupid idiot. And I'm so happy that, I mean, I was fantasized by it because she's very nuts. You can see it in her eyes. She's nuts.
Yeah. So after I saw this shit come out, so essentially, correct me if I'm wrong, she claims to be from Spain or like lived in Spain, but she's actually not. She was like born in New York. So it's like
born and raised in like Massachusetts, okay. Boston.
Yeah. I went and looked at her Instagram and somehow I watched that video of her like explaining.
She's such a bullshitter.
Yeah. It was just
anyone
all bullshit.
Married to Ed the Baldwin bunch is bullshit. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's psycho. You don't keep having kids.
Why are you having five children with a 70-year-old person? It just makes no sense.
It's crazy. She looks exhausted. And I know they have help, but still, I honestly feel bad that I don't have enough time to give to each child. And I only have three. I can't imagine. There's probably days she doesn't talk or see any of some of them.
Right.
It's crazy. But in all these interviews, they ask her where she grew up and she moved, and she claims she moved from Spain to the States to go to college. So she does lie about it. And then she has an accent. She must have started. I bet it was a slippery slope, you know,
very weird.
That's what I think probably happened.
I mean, because
to be truthful, but
you could just speak Spanish. You don't have to claim you're from Spain. You know what I mean? If you want to be bilingual, that's great.
Crazy.
Be bilingual.
It's crazy.
Who gives a shit?
And then they ask, are your parents Spanish? And some of the things, and she's like, they're just a lot of mix of lots of different things. We're mixed of a lot of, she really knew all the, which is, what's the scary part is she knows all the answers to, so it's not technically lying. Which is scary.
Weird. Yeah.
That rehearsal.
Yeah.
I bet you Alec was in on it. Because what if you had an accent sometimes and something? And of course, PK knows Dorit's a scammer.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating. I really.
It's
and she'll be more rich and famous from this. And it'll all blow over. And nothing. She's married to Alec Baldwin. He's after everything he's done.
Right.
He's
never
a psychopath. And still
he called his daughter a pig.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And then Tina Fey works with him. I judge Tina Fey for that. How could she work with that psycho every day? I don't find him talented. I can't watch him.
Oh, I think I actually do enjoy. I enjoyed him in 30 Rock. Like, I enjoy him. But
I know.
He's a crazy person.
I wish I wonder if I could get into it. I love Tracy Morgan. Like, I love Tracy Morgan. I don't not know why. He cracks me up.
He was
Does
good.
Does he crack you up?
Yeah, he, I mean.
There's just okay. something about him. He's nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was great in that show. Yeah.
But he's a very genuine person. Tina Fey was, somebody was saying, it was an SNL casting person who was good friends with Andy Cohen. She was on his show. And she said the most memorable person that she called to tell them they got hired on SNL was Tracy Morgan. And he was working at like the Yankee Stadium selling stuff. And he started crying hysterically. And I think he's funny.
Thank God he survived that Walmart crash.
Yeah, it's just
always
crazy,
what I think of. Yeah. Yeah, that story's wild.
That's my rant. I'm sorry, everybody. Fascinating. But if you've watched her Instagram with these little workouts, please go back and watch the workouts.
I will.
And you will laugh hysterically.
God,
she's so naked.
Ridiculous. People like that are so infuriating. It's like, fuck off.
Oh, it's crazy.
All the money in the world.
She's
right?
Fascinating. To be married to Alec Baldwin.
Bizarre.
You sold your soul to the devil. Seriously.
Absolutely.
That whole family is nuts.
Oh, yeah. They're all wild.
Yeah, like, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. When they were on that with Heidi and Spencer. I'll never forget that. Alec wasn't on there, but his brothers.
Yeah.
I could go on and on about the Baldwin bunch.
All right. Before we get into 90 Day, a few items. Don't forget, we put our tweets of the week up. Justine had a monster tweet about our first couple
Jeez
today. Mike
Louise.
And Natalie. So follow us on Twitter. A lot of fun. Escape to Pod and Instagram. Escape to Rally Podcast. Check us out there. And then you can always check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Escape to Rally Podcast. We drop a ton of bonus content every month. We wrapped our 12 days of Christmas, which wrapped this month, obviously. And that was a blast. And we have some fun stuff coming down the pipeline in January. It is always a good time over there. We love our Patreon peeps so much.
Yeah.
So we got a shout out.
Maybe Bridgerton and sorry to interrupt.
Oh, Bridgerton. Yeah. Got a shout out our new patron. Welcome to the Fight Club, Leslie. We are very happy to have you.
Hey,
Anne Marie. Hello. So thank you everybody for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Patreon.com/Escape to Rally Podcast, guys. Check it out.
This month is going to be good.
Oh yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk
Bridgerton
for sure.
Maybe Plathsville.
Maybe. And Plathsville. I think we should. I cannot
for Rachel.
Tell you how great Bridgerton is enough. I watched
wow.
it in 24 hours.
Who would
have thought? Rewatch it. So I'm ready for the
pod. Do you
pod.
Think it's because you were not expecting anything at all? Did
yes,
you watch
because,
the trailer before?
Yeah, we watched the trailer. The thing is, I have an issue with Shonda Rhimes. I don't love like really fast dialogue. Like I had to check out
of her
shows. So I was really pleasantly surprised that I enjoyed it. And I loved it. It's like Gossip Girl, but better.
It was
it's
different.
Just, oh, it's phenomenal.
The dialogue wasn't like watching Scandal.
Not at all. So
Shonda Rhimes, would you classify Grey's Anatomy as fast talkers?
So I feel like Grey's is the exception to her typical, like How to Get Away with
but
Murder
it's
and
still
Scandal.
Still kind of there, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
With Meredith and what's his stupid face.
I think like dialogue is a big part of her thing. Like,
yeah,
but this is
I just got
better.
Sick of the rigmarole.
Me too.
Like
yeah.
End a show.
Yes.
It has some dignity.
Agreed. Show should end much sooner than
come on.
Do.
Kerry Washington deserved better. That yeah. show is fabulous. Should have been 3 seasons. We're done.
Too long. Way too
put
long.
Put her with that guy, that stupid big lip doofus. Give me a break.
All right. Let's start with Mike and Natalie.
I'd love to do a recap of Scandal. Rip that shit to shreds.
Justine's tweet was like, Natalie complains about everything. The boyfriend, the water, the cold, with a notebook meme. And it really hit. People had a lot of opinions. Okay. I take issue. Somebody's like, listen, she's in rural Washington, 700 miles away from whatever. And I love someone responded to that person was like, yo, it's called a map. You can look on Google Maps. Like, I take issue with her attitude because she knew where the fuck she was going.
Figure out where you're going. You know, you're going to a farm in the middle of nowhere. Should have kept Bo around to have a little daytime pal.
I loved your tweet there.
She'd be end up
was
blowing
like,
Bo.
She'd be like, guess what? You'd have somebody to talk to if Bo was there. It's so accurate. She's
and
bizarre.
She can just go in her room if she's sick of him. I bet Bo would have cooked her up some food. They're both weird. Where is he? He shouldn't be at work so much. Come home and hang out with her. I mean, I know you got to work, but he's you still have her really, there.
There's something very like, oh God, I don't know what it is, but the way hateable he talks to her,
both.
Yes, but the way he talks to her is both patronizing and indifferent. You know, it's like very,
yes.
It's bizarre.
It's hatred. It's full of hatred.
It's full of hatred.
And there's no love.
When she made the, when she took that bite of the French toast and was like chewing it for like 5 minutes, like it was torturous. I was dying. It's just like, they couldn't
all
be
the
more
eggs,
of a non-man.
It is gross.
Okay. I've made French toast many times. For two people, I've never used 6 eggs. That's like, that's,
or you over its waist, or you turn that in. Yeah.
Well, then it's
scrambled,
just an egg
I guess.
Toast. What
yeah.
the fuck? It's not French toast.
Oh, I love a good French toast.
Me too.
Yeah, but not from them.
When she took the carrot out and it's like just peeling the carrot in the corner, I just thought that was.
She's like my kids.
Yeah.
Eat totally. A carrot in the corner. She
I just ate
nuts.
My carrot in the corner.
Her eyes nuts. Are nuts.
There are moments though where I really, I think she's hilarious. Like when she's
oh,
like,
I do too.
Where is the end of the wood? The end? And he's like, there is no end. Like,
you're just walking around the parking lot.
Oh, I mean, she's pouting in the gas station. What the fuck are we, what are you doing?
Reminded me of Bethany and her husband. They would always be fighting in parking lots.
Yes.
Nothing more annoying than fighting in a parking lot. Let's just get in the car and fight.
Yeah.
Grow up.
You can't, a public fight is the worst.
She's got such a, it's like she hit her head at a young age and never grew up.
Yes.
Is she an ex-pop star? I don't know.
There's something just so off about their entire situation. It just makes no sense to me because I don't, what, they seem miserable together. She can't get the ring to save her life. So what are they doing?
He probably threw it out or had somebody else to. They just have hot, fiery sex.
Like when he came
she's
up
a,
behind her.
She's a firecracker.
When he came up behind her, was like holding her. And he was like, just talk to me. What are you? It's like, shut up. I
he
can't.
Looks so sweaty.
Disgusting.
And musty.
Meanwhile, she's just freezing to death. I mean, put on some clothes. I don't like, there's a way to not be cold.
Crank
in
the heat.
The 21st century. Maybe there's no heat. Get her a
you,
space.
You freaking lived in Eastern Europe. I don't think it's much more warm up there.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that wrong?
Yeah. I mean, come on. All right. Anything else on those two?
I don't know what's going to go on. I can't believe they end up together.
I know. It's wild. Let's see. All right. The new couple, Stephanie and Ryan.
Gold, baby. Gold.
Gold. Okay.
Gold. I feel when like it, we've seen her before somewhere.
Me too.
I think
when
we
it
have.
Started with her hula hooping and she's training for the Guinness Book of World Records. And then the youth shots. And then her with the very
what
sexual.
What the hell is she injecting?
Who knows? And then the sexual relationship with the cat. Am I the only one who got a real creepy vibe?
Oh, that was so nuts. The sound of, I'm going to barf with the cat sound. Eating the yogurt. Nothing is more disgusting. Nothing in the entire world than listening to someone, especially a cat, eat something wet like that. Wet cat food or yogurt. Key lime pie yogurt.
Oh, God.
You know where she puts that next. It's disgusting. She's nuts. Is she rich? How does she?
Yes, she's loaded because she has 2 medical spas. That's why.
Oh, that's loaded. Right. That's right. That's right.
So
well, good for her.
I mean,
she looks aged for having medical spas. She's not on the Sonya.
No,
train.
Her face looks fucked up because she's what,
like
50 or something.
She looks exactly like the way she should look.
Right. But right. But she does not look like she owns a medical spa. I would agree.
Like she looks like she's got some bad peels done.
There's something
she got.
I want to know about her past because I get a vibe like something like
stripper. She,
oh, no. Like I feel like somebody died in her life, like somebody close to her or something that caused this. Like she now wants like a something to
ripple
take care
effect.
Of. You know, like the way she called him her cub and like is talking to his mom. It's like a motherly, creepy. I don't know what the situation is.
I don't like
out.
It. He's too young and he's got such an angelic little face.
Yeah.
And she has a very teacher going to fuck my 16-year-old son after wrestling practice in the parking lot, offer him a ride home. And I'm going to have to kill her then.
And the
I'd kill her. I would kill someone like Stephanie if they fucked my son. I don't care how old he is. I don't care. I mean, at 16 years old, he's still young.
The utter savagery of the fact that she slept with his cousin the night they broke up is insane.
I guess
to me.
Maybe that's where I get the teacher thing.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's like, what? So she's her fiance.
Where did
and
she
life,
find the cousin?
Just, he like came over to console her or something.
And he lives in the States?
No.
Or this was when she was over there?
Yeah, it was like when they were in Belize and then they got in a fight.
And then she's like, and then I loved it. My jaw dropped.
Me too.
I loved it. And the tarot card. I loved tarot card readers. Is being a tarot card reader psychic? No, you're reading a tarot card.
You
that
literally
mean you're
just,
a freaking psychic.
No. Also, this is your friend. So all the shit you're saying and these cards you've pulled are the shit that you want to say to her but can't. So you're using a psychic ability to tell her she's fucked. You know?
You bang the cousin.
Hilarious.
She's heard this story 100 times. I loved it.
I think it's hilarious.
And he's off with somebody else. She's like, if he was off fishing with his buddies, he would answer. Yeah, duh, of course.
Also, she caught him on the phone with three different women at some point. It's like, okay, well then, what do you want?
Good for you to screw his cousin.
Fucking hilarious. I am thoroughly entertained by this. This is where I was like, okay, TLC, this is why we watch the show.
Why,
give me people like this shit. They've met.
This is
messy as
fun.
Fuck. It's a disaster. It's funny. I will watch this. I don't need like fake.
I feel
bullshit.
It's like that Ash. She's a richer Ashley in Jay. Older.
Oh, yeah.
Like it will happen again.
Yeah.
Ashley's just going to grow up a little bit more and she'll
do
never get any money, though. She'll always be broke.
That's exactly.
How does she survive?
I don't know. No idea. Instagram? Who knows?
God bless Instagram.
Right.
People make money off Instagram. It's crazy. What a world.
It's wild. All right.
Fascinating. She's rich. She's got his picture on the refrigerator.
Yeah, I'm
into
She's
got
it.
A lot of money. I love a single woman, got lots of money, but date a man that your age, not a little boy. It's really, how old is he?
27, I think.
Well, I guess he's not that young.
And she's 25 years older than him.
25 years. God.
A lot. Yeah. All right. Let's move to Brandon and Julia on the farm.
It's not that bad, but it is creepy.
These parents are so weird.
They're nuts. I told you that dad was aggressive, huh?
Yes. The way they doubled down. Well, listen, we're not fucking joking.
Their eyes.
Yes. The dad was like, you know,
energy.
See,
like he was going to hit them.
This is what this tells me, I think, is that Brandon knows, like, the way he's playing that, like, it was like a little kid. You know, it's like when my kid, who's 18 months, like, I say don't do something, he looks at me and he goes, hey, you know? It's like he was testing the boundary there, and he knows his parents are going to fucking lay down the law. And he
with
tested
the wine,
it with the wine. It was a very petulant move to, like,
it was
slow pour the wine in. And then the dad's reaction was like, oh, okay, here we go. I love it.
And his dad got pissed.
He did get pissed, yeah.
And mom was like, there's and then the friend sitting there with that cat
so
or dog in there. Oh my God. I said she definitely took Brandon's virginity.
Oh, absolutely. I think the same thing.
She's looking gonna kill. I get the fuck out of there as fast as I mean, Russia. Is she from Russia? Seemed like she had a nice life.
Yeah. I love her going like, I love him, but I look around at these surroundings and I go, what? Like, why am I? I'm going to give it a month. Like, at least, I actually like Julia a lot. She seems straight up. She is like, listen, this is not for me. I'm used to the city. Where the fuck am I?
Yeah. I blame. She would be okay with it even more if they could just freaking sleep together.
Oh, yeah. She'd live on the farm for sure.
What does she think? What do these parents think is going to happen? They're going to get the sex swing out and be riding from the rooftops. I mean, Brandon's going to pump twice. It's going to be over in 2 seconds. Give me a break. People have sex. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't get it. It's what are you trying to avoid? Like the sound of it? Put in earplugs. Like
Getting married just dissolves all of that.
It's so fucking
like that
dumb.
Matters.
What is that mentality?
It is crazy. And maybe no they sense. Would just sleep together. Maybe Julia would respect and not bang Brandon.
Right. Maybe.
Because now they have to do it at 2 p.m. and the mom's going to walk in and put towel poles away and walking on them.
Yeah, that's the future. I just don't understand what they want. They just want like a chaste little marriage, and then they get married and all of a sudden it's like sweet love making sounds. What are you? I don't understand.
And I blame Brandon. He obviously knew this a mile away. I would be pissed at him. Yep. And I would say, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I didn't come here to sleep in my dormitory. Okay. I'm out of here.
Yeah. I'm ghost. See you
later.
I'd
be pissed at him.
Me too.
I'm taking the crickets and I'm gone before this pig eats me or you guys lock me up.
God, well, so many different animals. Like, I understand farms still exist, but like, what is this farm? Is this sustainable? World. What is this? I don't know. Very odd.
It's a different life that I don't want to be living on.
No thanks.
Getting up at poor Brandon had to probably get up at the crack of dawn every weekend. What a miserable life Brandon's had. He looks like a prisoner the way that at that dinner. You're right. It was very interesting. Like he's trying to rebel.
Yep.
Does he like Julia or is he just rebelling?
Right. No, I think he likes her, but he's just trapped.
$10,000 in debt? That's nothing, Brandon. Just keep pushing forward. Come on. So true. Like you have to live at home because you're $10,000 in debt. Get a life.
What American is not $10,000 in debt?
Get a job. Get a job.
Right.
And you're going to be $10,000 in debt. You're going to live at home. I don't know. Yeah. It's just annoying.
Agreed.
You can chisel away living at home. You could be living. You could be gone in 6 months.
Yeah,
with $10,000.
If you had a job,
you could be. If you had nothing to do but make money, yeah.
You know, yeah, crazy. All right,
bullshit. I hate people with all these bullshit excuses. And then there's people playing football with one arm. Like that's my go-to.
Yara and Javi. I love Yara. I think she's hilarious. They are a terrible couple, though.
Probably the worst.
Can I give an award to this salesperson as potentially the best we've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé? She was fucking great.
She belongs on Love After Lockup. She's a
right.
Star.
Her walking around, you can't talk to her like that. He's a little snippy.
Chasing like, after her.
Yes. So good. I thought it was pure comedy.
They should have focused on that more.
First, she's selling their neighborhood. Like, oh, it's actually really nice. Like, you live in a nice place. Like, first, it's like she's on his side.
Yeah, yeah.
Flips and like, fuck that. If I were her, I would double think that. And she's like, she has no problem speaking her mind. I thought it was hilarious.
And there can't be a shitty apartment in a nice area. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you're overpaying for a small apartment, right? That's essentially what he did. Like, that's a new apartment.
And there's nothing in that apartment. Yeah, it looks like a shoebox. I guess it's probably. Oh, she was great.
Her kicking, making him take all the shit down immediately. See, do you see how much better this looks?
She's funny. And he should let her pick whatever rug. Any man that's in arguing on a rug, just let her pick it.
He was.
Come on.
He tripled down on the rug. He was still pissed about it. Like an hour later, it's like, you're really going to hold on to this? It's a white rug. Who gives a shit? A white rug is a terrible buy, period, because it's going to be dirty in 3 seconds. But that's your fault.
Sometimes you have to let someone buy something and then you have to wait. And eventually you can say, I told you so. Happened with my husband's truck. Told him to buy this brand new truck. No, we had to have a Silverado. Well, we couldn't afford a brand new Silverado. He could have afforded a brand new Ram, brand new Ford. We'd be driving around, no fucking problems. But do we have problems? We got lots of fucking problems because he had to have a Silverado. Now, what did he come to me and say, which feels great and beautiful, that I was right?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you got it. Sometimes you got to just let people do it.
God.
And then later you're like,
driving you nuts.
I told you. I mean, the salesperson, when he started to get pissed, was like, this is every man. You go shopping. It's like men think you walk into a store. I need a mirror and a rug. And then you walk out with a mirror and a rug.
Yes.
He was in there for 5 minutes. He's like, I just want to get the fuck out of this store. She's like, when she was like, do you need a Snickers? It was like, I loved that. But yeah, I mean, it's like every man. Dorian's the same way. We get in there 5 minutes later. He's like, it's literally been 5 minutes. He's fucking losing his mind. It's like, okay.
I've never seen people shop faster than Tyler. Like, yeah, he goes and he's back.
Oh, that's
it. You know, Yeah, you're right. He told her to eat a Snickers.
No, no, no. The salesperson.
Oh, the snails.
Like,
oh,
when he
God,
started
I
to get
that.
Pissed, he was like, she was like, do you need a Snickers? I thought it was hilarious.
They need to get her on Pillow Talk. She was hilarious.
Pure comedy.
The way that she ran after them and interjected in their marital qualm.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God. I loved it. Tyler would be reaming me. It's see, if I get crazy in public, Tyler gets so embarrassed. He hates a public fight. I could care less.
Oh, I mean, I know you would.
He hates a public fight. I mean, yeah. To an extent, but a little, you know, he hates a public comment. I have to, like, stay peep quiet all the time.
Silent.
God.
Oh, I love Yara saying that he has swamp taste. And then he was like, what, like swamp taste? What? And she's like, that's like taste, but with no taste. It was like she doubled down on it. Like, no, you fucking terrible taste.
They hate each other.
Yes.
They should not be together.
No.
She needs to get the hell away. So the second she saw him, she was disgusted by his face.
Have you seen one moment of like
no
affection or love between them?
Nothing.
I haven't either. Even when she arrived, she's like, oh, I'm so tired. It's like, The misery
Nothing.
Between them is so palpable.
And they go right to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably why he's miserable too. She has no interest in. And she, God love her, will get back on that plane and not have touched his penis.
Absolutely.
And she will be okay with it.
And she will
I
go home.
High five her.
Yes. The I love the Ice Queen vibe. I think
I love it.
Because American men are not used to dealing with that
no.
type of woman.
Mm-mm.
And it's fun.
Treat her right, baby, or she's gone.
She's out. She doesn't
or
give
she'll
shit.
Find somebody else. She'll go
she's
fuck
got,
your friend.
She's
and your
got
friend
five,
will just cut you.
She's got five
and he's
dudes
go
lined
bang
up
that
up.
Hot bitch.
Oh, yeah. She's got
that nose
up.
Job was good, too. Not to be rude, but I mean, she's
drastically changed
she's,
her entire look.
She's a model. She's Miss America.
Yep. All
yeah.
Right.
She's smoking hot.
Anything else on those two?
And she owns him. He's so not man.
Totally owns him.
Oh, gosh. Nothing. I don't know where they go.
Me neither. But I have to say, this is the first season I've enjoyed this much in a while.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
It's good. Okay. Mira and Andrew.
Wow.
Detained in Mexico City.
I guess our questions were answered that it wasn't that easy. The
you know,
loophole. I love loophole. I love that word.
I love people who think because they read something on Reddit, like there's this whole, it's like that they've done their research and they suddenly developed this theory when you're talking about fucking immigration.
And now she's
and
freaking
customs.
Trapped in Mexico.
It during coronavirus. It's,
oh my God. If you love someone, you wouldn't put her in jeopardy like that. And he's just, so gross.
So gross.
His personality would have to be like Robert Verity's for me to be attracted to him. I don't know.
Oh boy.
He is not cute. I would rather have sex with Ed than bang him. I'm not joking.
Oh, no, no, no. There's something real creepy about him. Like when he heard the news, he's like, oh God, well, I guess I'll go to the resort, post up and find some information. It's like, so what? You're going to go to the-
What's wrong with him?
Like you're just going to the place. I'd be not leaving the airport. I'd be going, should I go to Mexico City? What the fuck should I do?
When he said resort, I almost passed out. Resort?
Mean,
you guys are going to a fucking resort?
Yeah.
You should just be getting in a car and going to stay where
you
freaking Edward-
to Mexico
or Kenny
City.
Lives. Yeah.
I mean, he needs to fly to Mexico City and go, listen, this is my fiance. Here's the situation.
Right. Yeah. Right. He's on vacation. He's with Caesar.
French fucking fiance whose English is limited. I mean,
this poor
on.
Woman. Right. She's right. Now she's in a Spanish speak. Now she's in trapped in Spanish. Oh my God.
Crazy.
But she's dumb to do it too. She
oh.
is.
She knew I could her energy was like she knew it was not going to go well. And she still went.
What
I mean, she was like she was going
on?
To her funeral when she got to the airport. She
I mean,
not
don't you
excited
think we would have heard that people were funneling it up through Mexico? I mean,
right.
come on.
Yeah.
Doesn't
right.
it's not that easy.
No, definitely not. Or just going on a nice vacation.
Or people
hop
would
on
be
in.
Doing that. I mean,
right.
come on. And then how did the U.S. approve your 90 days? Or I guess it would start. It made no sense from the get-go.
No, it didn't to me either. And just the fact that he thought like he just had figured it out and that the solution had been found is like, what's wrong with you?
And put her, and now she's stuck again. lock Brandon Jovi, all these idiot men up. All he is just, he seems such a hornball freak. That's what I just get from it. It's just gross. Why can't people find an American woman? Get a life. Why couldn't she find a French man? It's weird. It's too much. Love is not that important.
It's really not. You don't have to live your life in this like suspended state of bullshit. Like, perfect example, fucktard who the aggressive guy from England, John and what's her face?
Right.
They're still doing this
wasting
shit.
Their life.
Literally wasting their lives away, missing
sleeping
someone.
During
you can
the
find
day.
Somebody else that you hate and fuck just as much. You know what
come
I mean?
Come on. Oh yeah. Like,
come on.
Okay. Get a life. Absolutely. Like, I guess that's what it means when they say that stupid saying, love sometimes isn't enough. Who cares? You'll always find someone else.
Right.
There is always someone else. You'll forget about them. It's over.
Yep.
These people ruin their lives. And again, like we say, it's fascinating because it's a drug, but you can't go to jail for scamming someone on love. You can really take advantage of people.
Yep.
And there, it should be somehow guarded, but it's not.
No, and you're
it's
just
a
making
real world.
Asinine decisions. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Like you're drunk. You're in a hip. You're hypnotized. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's you. Now you're stuck in a Mexican freaking deportment or whatever. The God,
it's wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
She's stupid to think it would work. Don't you check into things like, hey,
no,
I'm gonna go to the French.
The moral of this show is
find out. No. If I fly to Mexico, am I going to get in or are they going to take my passport? Now she's probably going to get screwed. I bet you they take away passports on people like that, you know?
Like, if I've learned anything from this show, it's that no one does any research. that's the world.
She's pretty, so she doesn't look stupid. Like, you just assume she's smart the way she dresses and everything. Right. But she's obviously not. And he looks dumb. So he would surprise you if he just was smart a little bit. I don't know.
Crazy.
Strong feelings about these idiots. I guess my loophole didn't work. Usually 9.9 times out of 10, a loophole doesn't work.
Right. It does not.
Oh, idiots.
All right. Last but not least, Rebecca and Zied. Kind of least.
Zied's looking like a snack. Looking very Justin Bieberish.
For some reason, I could not pay attention during his thing. I don't. So I
it
just
wasn't
saw him
much.
In the mom.
She was just walking around in the outfit, right. And he looked cute.
Yeah, he looked okay. He looked happy.
Yeah, his hair I like short.
Yeah, it looks better.
He lost some weight.
Yeah,
he looks just like that French Montana. Doesn't he? He looks identical. I feel like very close. I'm not attracted to French Montana. I'm not attracted to him either. But
hey.
Can French you believe? Montana. Sorry, guys. Tristan Thompson and Chloe, they just are engaged.
Oh, what of course.
These people are such losers.
What do you mean? Like, that's the level losers. Of patheticness to expect from Chloe Kardashian. Ugh. She is a pathetic, a perfect example. We just talked about love making people do dumb shit. She's a perfect example of that. Perfect. What an idiot. Like, that's not going to end terribly. Please. I would
wait till coronavirus is over and he's out motorboating.
Exactly. I would be shocked to my core. If they stayed together for 9 years.
Months pregnant and he's out on tape, but the guy is 6'5", gorgeous. You don't think people are going to notice
for the second time? Okay.
It's crazy. Yeah. The, right. Or probably a million
time.
More times.
No, but I mean the second time he cheated on a pregnant person, he cheated on the first wife when she was pregnant.
Oh, right, right, right.
So,
and the Jordan scandal,
yes.
Poor Jordan lost her best friend over nothing. Then, oh God, it's crazy.
Insane.
I'm having stress over Kobe Bryant's 1 year anniversary for
that
poor family. It makes me trip out. I'll just life goes on. And whoever has given that family therapy should win a Nobel Peace Prize because they seem very healthy.
Yeah. I mean, that was the start of everything, really, for 2020 going to shit was Kobe dying.
Geneva
since then,
called me.
It's been an unbelievable year.
And broke the news to me. You might have texted me.
I think
I can't remember, but it gives me chills. I mean,
ugh,
that was nuts.
Terrible. Nuts. I haven't felt that way. God, terrible.
We should have known when something that terrible could happen.
Right, right, right. We should have known. That should have been the sign, right? That the rest was coming. Ugh. R.I.P. Unbelievable. Kobe. God, such a shame.
His poor daughter.
And Gianna. Ugh. Oh. All right. Well, not depressing note.
Yeah. Gosh. Well, everyone, we love you so
Happy
much.
Happy New Year.
Check out our Patreon, and we'll be having our live coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, baby. We do a live every month on Patreon. You can hop in for $1. What a deal.
See you. So check it out. Have fun.
All right, guys. Happy New Year. Stay